Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From training camp today, Joe DeCamera, Tom Kelly. Tom's in for John, 94 WIP. You can join us Over to phone lines, 215-592-9494. So, Tom, the Phils, they all they do is win.
Yeah.
I mean, they roll out of bed, they win. Another ho-hum 4-1 victory last night, like it's nothing.
It's unbelievable, Joe.
It's incredible.
And what they've done over the last, obviously, 2 months, but, I mean, the biggest difference is that they are demolishing these bad teams. And when you look at the last couple of years, that's what they hadn't done. Their problem wasn't the fact they couldn't beat top competition. They couldn't beat the bad teams that they were supposed to beat up on. And the fact they are just doing that with regularity this year, I believe in this team, man. Like, I think they're going to the playoffs. They are really playing outstanding baseball right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they – listen, you guys know, anyone that's listened to me for a while knows, I don't relent easy on saying, you know, someone's really good or great or any of that. And I'm not ready to give them great status. They're playing great, but there's a difference between playing great for 2 months and being great. But they do look great right now. I mean, they do look like a team that could really rattle cages in the postseason. Now, they still got to get there. They're still not up by that much. I believe right now it's a three-game spread because they're two up on what would be the fourth wild card team. And they have that tiebreaker, so I believe that's a three-game advantage. Which, by the way, three's like a solid number.
Yeah.
That's not a half game like it was, you know, probably sometime last week.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're three games up, it's good stuff, man. Well, look, we'll ask everyone to react to last night's Phillies game and just this incredible two-month surge by the Phillies because and it's even over 2 months now. It was June, it was July, and now we're getting near the middle of August. It is really impressive. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Phils, the Eagles as well. Let's talk to Vernon in North Philadelphia right now. Hi, Vernon.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Vernon.
Eagles point and Phillies point.
Sure.
Okay, my Eagles point. All right, last year, Jalen didn't play preseason, and Sirianni's excuse or his thing was because he's getting the practice reps. So what's the difference this year when he's going to get the same practice reps? And it can't be about new addition players because you had new addition players last year. So that's the point that some media should have been asking to try to figure out why is he playing preseason now and he didn't.
You know, it's a very interesting point. I hadn't even put that together, Vernon, but you're right. That would have been a worthy question.
Right.
Look, the good news within the concept of your question is that there's a head coach who is willing to do things differently if he feels that the situation warrants it. What his why, though, of why, I don't know.
I think you're onto something, Joe, with the game being at home, personally. Like,
do you really?
I do. I think that's something that matters. Because you look at last year.
To them. You don't think it should, but you think it does.
I don't think it should, but I do think it does. Because you think back to last year. Jalen Hurts played a couple series that first game against, I believe it was Pittsburgh. Second game, that's when he was apparently going to play, then had the stomach issue, and that kind of changed the plans. But I think that is going into their thinking, and I don't think that's something that should be on their minds at all.
Well, hold on a second then, Vernon. Okay, I was getting confused for a second. I was on the impression play at all last year based on what you said, and I honestly couldn't remember. So you're saying he did play the first game?
He played two possessions.
Okay, well, hold on, Vernon. That's the exact same thing as last year then. That's not an adjustment by the head coach. That's the exact same thing.
If I'm not mistaken, I thought he didn't play, and everybody was wondering.
Seltzer, I need a ruling. James Seltzer. No, he did, because wasn't he the one that connected with Quez Watkins on that 91-yard touchdown?
Yeah.
Or was that Flacco?
That was Flacco, but he hit Dallas Goedert in the first game on a big play. I remember that vividly.
Okay, so he played.
Yes.
Vernon, okay, what do you got on the Phillies?
Okay, on the Phillies. I have no issue with what Keith Hernandez said, and I'm going to give you my reason why. For the last couple of years, neither the Phillies or the Mets have been relevant. So, basically, you're going back to the Utley and Howard in them days where, in the Mets days, that's when they both was powerhouse and they was going against each other, and it means something. So now it's like, okay, both of them are playing good right now, and you're getting a storyline. They're getting ready to play in a couple days. ESPN, Baseball Tonight, everybody's getting on what he said. Let's go. That's my point when I'm saying, like, I don't care about what he said. And it's like I have no problem because it generates some buzz to it.
Well, it did
really
generate buzz. Listen, Vernon, we'll play it right now. Appreciate the phone call, man. So let's get to this audio. Keith Hernandez last night announcing a Mets game, talking about how he was not going to be announcing an upcoming Phillies series and did not announce the last Phillies-Mets series. and his reason why. Here is Keith Hernandez last night on a New York Met broadcast talking about the Phillies.
I miss both Philly series. I have to go this weekend to St. Louis for the 40th anniversary of 82. I'll join you in Atlanta. And then
and
I
what's your excuse the following weekend?
It's a scheduled off series. And you know, I've expressed to the front office, not the Met front office, our front office of SNY, that I hate doing Philly games. So I guess they gave me to get the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they always never seem to. Oh, up and in fastball. They never seem to disappoint. I mean, over the years, now they're hot right now. I would like to see them. But, you know, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, you know, not up to it.
Maybe we can shoehorn you into the schedule now that they're playing well and maybe up to your standards.
Well, we'll see. Don't hold your breath. I'll watch.
There he is last night. Both upcoming series there. Tom, your reaction?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, Joe, because Keith Hernandez, he's a Mets broadcaster. What do you think he's going to do? Of course he's going to talk about the Phillies. If L.A. did that, saying something like that about the Mets, we'd love it. So I have no problem with it. I think it adds to it. Now the Mets will come to town next week. People will be out, you know, mocking Keith Hernandez. Maybe they can have some fake mustaches or something going on. I had no problem with it.
All right, so it is disrespectful, though.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not lose sight of that. It is highly disrespectful, yes or no?
It's disrespectful, sure.
Seltzer, disrespectful, right?
I mean, kind of, yeah. I mean, a little bit.
It's not kind of, yeah. It's freaking disrespectful.
I mean, it is.
Listen,
it is,
here's the angle Tom went to that I do actually appreciate. It puts a log on the fire. I like logs on the fire.
Yes.
You guys know I like tension. You guys in sports, I like hate in sports. I like fights in sports. I mean, honest to God, probably some of my favorite fights ever as a Philadelphia sports fan were the old Phillies Mets fights, the actual fights.
That
so
right.
I like that stuff. And sports hasn't had enough of that lately. Now, to what extent is he joking versus he's serious? I don't know. It's a little hard to discern. I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess he's got the power to take some series off and there's a rotation. I mean, we know there's rotations here in Philadelphia, both on TV and radio. So it might just be that they rotate and he asked all for it. And is that really his justification that in past years he's essentially been disgusted with the way the Phillies have played baseball? I will say this. I've been disgusted with the way the Phillies have played baseball.
Sure.
I mean, the Phillies have been, and I'm going past years, very unfundamental. So that part, let's be real. He's actually right about. Do I think it was an unusually disrespectful comment from a game announcer? Yeah.
Yeah, but I also, to that point, this rivalry needs the juice back in. And you bring up the Phillies-Mets. Joe, I don't know if I've ever hated a team as much as I hated the Mets from like 07 to 09 when the Phillies and Mets were
every
year.
You should have seen the 86 Mets.
Yeah. I'm a little too young for that. But going back to 07 to 09, those years, and the Phillies just owned them too. I want to get back to those moments, and I think next weekend will be great. And I love Keith Hernandez stoking the fire a little bit. I hope L.A., John Kruk, all these guys, they do it right back to them.
Well, we'll take everyone's reaction on what Hernandez said. I mean, this is a weird one because he's not technically wrong that the Phillies have been unfundamental in past years, bad defensively and all that. But it is rude. I mean, it is unusually rude. Seltzer, your main assessment is what?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Tom. Like, yes, it is disrespectful, but it's baseball. It's fun. To his point, if LA said it about the Mets, we would be all about it. So I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on that. We also have to give away today a pair of tickets to WWE's Sunday Stunner live from the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City this Sunday, August 14th. That's at 7 o'clock. Tickets, by the way, are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Again, that's Ticketmaster.com. So, James, what's the deal here? This is an anniversary day of what, the creation of Mount Rushmore?
The dedication. Mount Rushmore was dedicated today in 1941, apparently.
1941. Yeah, I know Roosevelt dedicated Mount Rushmore. All right, Mount Rushmore dedicated on this day. Tom, as we look to give away these tickets here to the WWE event, Now, I need people to really put this. This is one of those I'm the teacher in the front of the room. Boys and girls, put your thinking cap on.
Okay.
I don't know why teachers would say that, but they would say that. Apparently, we all have thinking caps. Mount Rushmore. Other Mount Rushmores in life, meaning top fours that you can put together and say, this is a Mount Rushmore of something. Obviously, what we know Mount Rushmore as is of as, you know, presidents, U.S. presidents, and there they are, and, you know, it's a very cool thing. But there are other types of Mount Rushmores that could be put together. Tom Kelly, like, for instance, the 08 Phillies clearly had a Mount Rushmore. Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and Cole Hamels. There was no ambiguity about who the four main stars of the 2008 Phils were. It was those four guys. Everybody knew it. Brad Lidge was great and all that, but there was a core four for the Phillies, and that would be the 08 Phillies Mount Rushmore. Now, I want people to get creative here. You can go in any genre of life where you get to put four people or entities together for some reason that they're binded together somehow, and that's a Mount Rushmore for some sort of genre or some sort of something. Tom, talk to me. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Best answer, as you put a Mount Rushmore together, is going to win WWE tickets. Tom, give me a Mount Rushmore.
I'll give you a Mount Rushmore just off what we were just talking about. How about most hated teams in Philadelphia? I'm going with the Cowboys, yep, the Mets, the Giants, and the Celtics. To me,
okay, hold on. Slow it down. The Dallas Cowboys for sure. Yes. The Boston Celtics for sure. The Giants, I think. And who's the other one?
The New York Mets.
Whew.
I think it's a good list.
About that. It is a good list. So the Penguins get no go. Devils no longer because that was a little further back.
Yeah. I'm going, you know, recent history.
I think that might be the accurate list. All right, Seltzer, talk to me. Give me a Mount Rushmore, Seltzer. Get creative.
Okay, so this is fresh on my mind because I just this weekend watched what I think might be the best action movie I've ever seen. I had never seen it before. It's an Indonesian movie called The Raid Redemption.
Are you a big diehard guy? That's an action
movie.
That's where I'm going, buddy. But you got something bigger?
I don't know. I had never seen it before. Joe, you have to be willing to change your opinions when you see new things. I still would say Diehard is my favorite action movie ever. But The Raid Redemption is on my Mount Rushmore, my action movie Mount Rushmore, Die Hard, Terminator 2, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and now The Raid Redemption on the list.
Wow. All right. So James goes action movie variety. Look, there's so many ways you can go. I want everyone to just get creative here. Like, for instance, classic rock, to me, is clearly the Beatles, the Stones, the Who, and Led Zeppelin. I mean,
good list.
I love the Doors, and there are, but that's the four. That is the four. All right, everyone hit us up here. You pick the genre, you pick the thing, and let us know the four that represent that Mount Rushmore. Best answer is going to win the tickets again, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Patrick right now in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Joe, TK, shout to James Seltzer. Good to hear everybody back here. Joe,
what's up, Patrick?
Listen, I want to talk about the Eagles. Everyone's, you know, I've never seen practices and stuff like, you know, a lot of other people have. But what I love, and I'm getting pumped up, and I'm on hold thinking, you know, we have some pretty darn good character people on the Eagles team.
I agree
and,
with that.
And it's got to be a reflection of Lurie. And you know what? Howie Roseman takes a lot of heat. You know, he's so, you know. But even Roseman's a quality guy. And I'm thinking about this, like, yep, as a fan, this gets me a little more pumped up. I'd like to hear that Marcus Epps has got that little chip on his shoulder, how Philly fits him, like he's, you know, like Rocky and whatnot. Like, that is the kind of player that we root for, you know, like, hey, but it's easier to get behind a, you know, me as an Eagle fan, to get behind a guy like that when you hear it. And look, I don't, you know, first time I hear him speak and whatnot, but you know, keep the interviews coming because it definitely, to me, it just sheds a light on, because I want to know also what kind of person they are.
I agree. So, Patrick, let me just address where you're at there, because I agree with you entirely. And now, look, obviously the key is guys got to be able to play. You definitely want to have, you know, as a fan, you want to feel proud of who's out there, but you also want them to be good enough. And, you know, I'll never forget, you know, the experience John and I had last year with Eric Wilson when we interviewed the linebacker. I mean, it was so obvious he was a nice guy. I mean, and John and I talked about it afterwards. I mean, it was like, wow, what a nice guy. Because we had talked to him off the air. John in particular talked to him for a good 5 minutes off the air. Mm-hmm. But then when the season started, I mean, it was so obvious the guy couldn't play. So yeah. Obviously, what you gotta try to do is get quality people who can play.
Who can play?
And you know, and that's the needle you're always trying to thread.
I think you need to find that balance, but I also think the Eagles do a good job of going out looking for quality people.
I think that is
important. Yeah, that's something they definitely look for.
I agree with you.
Yeah, we don't have boneheads. I mean, who's the one guy who had the gun on the play?
Was that Bradham?
Bradham.
Yeah, Nigel. Yeah.
Josh Huff.
No, Huff was driving around.
No. I think it was Bradham had brought a loaded gun. Yeah. He called him a dope or an idiot.
He also had the incident with the pool
Cabana
guy.
Cabana guy,
I mean, or whatever
not
it was.
Funny, but real quick on the Phillies, too, is you know what, with Hernandez, and I agree with you, Joe, you know, this is chirping. It's chirping. Bring it on, man. Let's all, and TK, you said, let's all dress up like Keith Hernandez and let's get into it because we have a team that I think, you know, and Hernandez is right. I mean, come on. We all been complaining about, you know, I mean, Odubel's gone. I mean, there's, you know, he represented half of our boneheaded plays as a team. You know, he owned half of them. And like, you know.
Half? He owned 80% of them.
well, I was being generous, Joe.
I know. But, all right, Patrick, anyhow, give me a big answer here. Other than the presidents, the ultimate Mount Rushmore.
Which, before I do that, Joe, anyone, listen, if you haven't been there, go check it out. And while you're there, go check out Crazy Horse. Good stuff. But, Joe, I'm coming right at you. Joe, what was the count when Joe Carter hit the home run off Mitch Williams? What was the pitch count?
Oh, man. Hang on. Boy, I want to get this. The count when I really don't know. I'm going to guess it was 1-1.
Okay, it was 2-2. I had to Google it. Okay. But my point was, I'm going with Joe
DeCamera. Was it really 2-2? Man.
2-2. Mount Rushmore, Joe DeCamera. Your incredible sports knowledge, how you can just rattle stuff off. You know, but then conversely, you know, that's number one. Number two is like you know absolutely nothing about the animal kingdom, even though you mentioned an octopus the other day. And then the other thing is your diet. And then your other thing is your athletic prowess. So there's my four Mount Rushmore of our beloved Joe DeCamera.
Thanks, Patrick, man. I guess I'll say thank you. Do I say thank you to that?
So what is that, a Mount Rushmore of, like, Joe DeCamera-isms?
Yeah, quirky aspects.
Okay, yeah, I like it. Not bad. He hit on all your core points of a human being.
He didn't mention Baz, though, right? Seltzer, I didn't hear Baz in there. I mean, Baz and books got a little short shrifted.
Yeah, I don't need to hear any more about the bathing habits, Joe. I mean.
So you don't bathe?
No, I take showers. Like, I feel like you go through this with everybody, but no, I take showers. Like, I don't take a bath. I'm a grown
man. Do you think you would enjoy taking a bath?
No, I feel like I'm going to bathe in, like, you know, a pool full of water and feel like.
Well, that is what you're bathing in. You're bathing in water. Would you be willing to try it?
No, I'm not willing to try it.
Not willing.
No.
All right, let's go to Brian right now. Yo, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Good, buddy.
What's going on? Hey, yeah, I just called in. I heard about the Mount Rushmore, and it was some on my mind. I just kept thinking about the NBA and what's going on right now.
All right, and, so give me the four. Who's the Mount Rushmore NBA?
Okay, so I might get a little feedback on this, but we got Michael Jordan.
Yep.
We got Kobe Bryant.
No, you're off the rails. Keep going. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Keep going. I'm not going to vote for you.
LeBron James.
LeBron should be on it. Yep. And who's four?
Okay. Steph Curry.
All right. So, I mean, if you frame, appreciate the call. If you framed it as, you know, more modern times, and you can frame it any which way you want to frame it. Like, you could do four best players right now, Mount Rushmore. I think that's a bad answer. I'm not going to say what I think the answer should be because I'm going to allow others to take a crack at it also. But if you're going to say Mount Rushmore NBA history, I am certain that you can come up with a better four than that. 215-592-9494 to Robert and Glenn Olden. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Joe. What's up, fellas? What's up, CK?
How's it going, Robert?
Listen, I got a feel thing, but I want to touch on the Eagles real fast. Joe gave me my answer to Jalen Hurts, Joe. He gave me my answer to Jalen Hurts when he said, I like him, and but I don't love him. Now, I know that could change. But he doesn't.
Robert, I thought it was pretty interesting the way he answered that. I think it was a tell that he's not enamored.
And positive, Rob, and I was, you know, Jalen Hurts top 8 to 10 quarterback this year. But, you know, Joel knows a lot more than I do, and I think I know.
So, Robert, let me just ask you a question. I'm just curious.
Okay.
Why does it take till Jaws says it? Why didn't you listen to me the last 6 months when I said it? I mean, I'm just asking.
No, you don't know the difference, was it? You know, what was it, a fly? Come on, Joe.
No, listen, what he said certainly grabbed my attention as well. I thought it was very notable the way he addressed that. I mean, he was very clear that on read one, Hurts can drill it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
On reads 2, 3, and 4, he's not processing fast enough. I mean, he was super clear about that.
Yeah, so he's not our quarterback. He answered it for me already. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I eat crow. I hope we go far. But
yeah. And listen, to Jaw, and one of the things Jaw said is he certainly can improve. And that's the same thing Richie's been saying. And we all know he can. But you know, how reasonable is it that you take that leap quick enough to deter the team from going out and getting a different quarterback after this year? I don't know. I believe the Eagles will seek out a different quarterback after this season. Whether they get one or not, we'll see, because it's not easy to thread that needle, but I think they will try.
Well, Joe, I have a Mount Rushmore before I get to the Phils.
Sure.
You know what, Joe? When I get off the air sometime during the show, give me your top 5 quarterbacks coming out in the draft next year, because we're gonna need one. So I'm curious what you're maybe.
Robert, I'll give you that in March.
March?
Yeah, come on, man. Wait, what do you think?
A little early, Rob.
You think I'm watching Tulsa football? Come on, man. At least let me see this season. It's gonna be Young from Alabama, and then 4 people I've probably never heard of.
He's too small. He's
Robert, you got to understand, there's only so much RAM in my brain. I mean, I can't know all.
Joe, the great one.
All right, Robert, give me a great Mount Rushmore. Who do you have?
I have real fast on the field. JT's been room board. And as soon as he's been room board, the Phillies have been room board. So let's go. They're making a run.
Mount Rushmore, what do you got?
The Beatles. Ringo Starr, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George.
All right, I'm going to put it down. So here's the deal. It's an interesting answer, and I expected to get that answer. It's a quartet. It's a tremendous quartet, one of the greatest ever. I don't think it's going to be a winning answer, because I think you can come up with better answers. I just do. Like, as if, for instance, if someone – I'm just going to say this one just to give how there could be greater. If someone said John Lennon, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and
– Michael Jackson.
Where are we going? Michael Jackson? Or Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Like – that would be a better Mount Rushmore.
Right. As are, like,
I mean, Michael Jackson over Ringo.
Right. Like, when you say the Beatles, how many answers are there? Like, it's got to be only 4 guys,
yeah,
right?
So, you know, you don't have to think quartet. Now, look, it could be a quartet, but get creative here. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera, Tom Kelly, he's in for Richie today. We broadcast from training camp on 94 WIP.
The new Bet Parks app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend. You can bet on pro football futures, bet on how many games the Birds are going to win, whether they'll make the playoffs. You can bet on who's going to have the most passing and rushing yards in the league. You can bet on who's going to be the champion of the pro football league. Anything and everything you can think of, it is nothing better than betting with the Bet Parks app during football season and leading into it. You can bet on the Pro Football League champion based on a $100 wager, money line wager. Buffalo pays $600, Tampa Bay pays $750, Green Bay pays $1,000, and our Birds pay $3,000. Preseason football begins this Friday. The Birds, now a 2.5-point home underdog hosting Gang Green from New York. Bet Parks is also an official betting partner of the PGA Tour and live in-game betting. You can join me right now. Download the app in the Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit.
Yeah, there's no scenario where, you know, Ringo is above, like, Frank Sinatra.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, come on now. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and Tom Kelly in for Richie today. We'll talk to Elliot Short Parks at 12:30, get his report from the Eagles training camp practice today. Also, 1 o'clock today, AMA. What's the key? The key is you got to get a question in. Or you don't have to, but hopefully enough people do. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the phone line. And what do you want to know? Ask us a question you want to know. Put it up on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer will grab the best of the best and fire them off to us at noon today. Let's go to the one today. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, so I wanted to start off, Joe, by apologizing for the other day. Certain topics get my blood boiling, and my choice of language is probably dumped on there. So, my bad.
I appreciate it. It's all right. I appreciate it.
All right. So, you all in on the Phils, Joe?
It's an interesting question. Am I all in on the Phils? Emotionally, yes. Belief-wise, no, but I'm getting closer.
Okay, now, I'm going to backtrack a few weeks ago. You said you needed to see them five games above 500.
Well,
I believe I said seven.
Hold on, knucklehead. The point of saying five games above 500 at that time meant for how many games they had played around that time. They've since played like 50 more games. So
right.
Now the standard becomes not to be five above. It becomes to be about what they are. So,
no,
they're doing great. They're playing great baseball right now.
Right. All I'm saying is you said that for you to fully believe and be bought in, that you need to see them five games above 500.
No. But you're not understanding what I'm saying. If a team's 5-0, you can believe in them. If a team is 83-78, then you probably won't believe in them.
Hmm.
Do you understand the difference? It has to do with how many games you've played.
I'm having a hard time understanding it because I'm a knucklehead.
Well, you got me annoyed with you. You're trying to pin me up against the wall. I don't like to be pinned.
I would never
ahead.
Put you in a corner, baby. I would never
That's
do
correct.
That.
That's correct.
All right. So the Eagles, I liken this team to the 2017 squad if Carson had gone down in week one. Because I think we can all say if Nick Foles quarterbacked that entire season, we still wouldn't have a Super Bowl.
Tom, did you hear Jaws' answer on Hurts?
No.
Yeah, it did not sound like he was completely enamored.
Yeah. So, that's what's holding this team back is Jalen Hurts, because otherwise on paper, man, it reminds me of the 17 squad with the depth and the talent that they've added.
Well, they do have a lot. There's no doubt. All right, Tom, give me a big answer here. You get to put together an ultimate Mount Rushmore. What do you got?
Okay, I'll give you the ultimate Mount Rushmore of villains. So, Darth Vader, Hannibal Lecter, the Kingslayer, also known as Jaime Lannister, and Verbal Kent, a.k.a. Kaiser Soze.
Well, that's an interesting one. Strikes me like they probably are not the main four. Obviously, you were two for two out of the... Well, first of all, Hannibal is a villain, but he's a good guy villain.
What?
Yeah, I think he classifies
he's
a
good
villain,
guy
though.
Villain. Are you
yeah,
kidding me?
He's not a good
eats
guy.
People. He
yeah,
kills
he helps,
the guards and puts his face on his face.
Yeah,
and then
he helps
the very
Clarice
end of the
get...
movie is him saying, I'm going to go eat a guy. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
he helps Clarice get Buffalo Bill. Are you out of your mind?
Does he or does he not help Clarice get Buffalo Bill? Yes
well,
or no?
First and foremost, he does it for his own benefit so that he can help himself get out of prison and use the whole thing, whatever. But regardless, like, just because he helps doesn't negate the fact that he eats people and kills them. What are you talking about?
Who was the fourth he said? Darth, Hannibal, Lannister, and who?
Verbal Kent.
Interesting. Okay.
The problem I had, Joe, is he picks Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, I didn't
he
like
can
that.
Come up with much better villains just from Game of Thrones, like five better villains in that show alone.
I agree 1,000%. That's where I thought he went off the rails. I agree with you on that. Let's go to Brian in Pottstown. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, man? So I only call this station because you always seem to piss me off, man.
Come on.
I'm calling today, right? And like I said, only call when you make me angry. How could you just dismiss Kobe Bryant like that? You told that one caller,
as a Mount Rushmore of the NBA?
Rushmore. Yes. First of all,
Brian, you know there's a difference between the number four and the number 10, right? Like whether you're the fourth best player or 10th best player, there's like six guys in between.
Listen.
And I love I'm a Kobe fan. He's not top four.
Kobe, and that's Jordan. He's better than LeBron.
LeBron wasn't better than LeBron.
And built championship teams.
No.
You couldn't do that when Kobe was playing.
Kobe was an amazing player. I'll tell you what, I would take, and most people disagree with me on this, some agree, I would take Tim Duncan over Kobe.
I take
Okay, let me give
Curry.
You my Mount Rushmore. It's funny that you would say that. Let me give you my Mount Rushmore, and I'm going NBA. I'm not putting Kobe on my Mount Rushmore because I'm doing it by position, right? So number one, Michael Jordan.
MJ.
Number two, Curry.
Okay.
Then Tim Duncan.
Uh huh.
And then a lot of people are going to disagree with me with this, but I got to put Barkley on there. He's my favorite player of all time, so I got to put Barkley on there.
All right, so, but Brian, do you understand what I'll refer to as the hypocrisy, sir, of your call?
No, I don't.
I said no to Kobe on Mount Rushmore. You called in to complain about me saying no to Kobe on Mount Rushmore, and then you don't have Kobe on your Mount Rushmore.
No, because I just told you why. There's only one person that I would put above Kobe, and that's Mike.
Well, you said this is by position. Duncan and Barkley were both power forwards.
Listen, if I'm doing it by position, no. Barkley can play a small forward.
Yeah, but he was primarily a power forward. Yeah.
My power forward would be Tim Duncan in this situation.
All right. Listen, Brian, I appreciate the call. Tom, what am I to do with it? Do you understand that was a little twisted?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really understand what he was doing with the Mount Rushmore. So he's going to four position, but basketball's five. Like, you can't really have a Mount Rushmore four guys and leave off a center.
Right.
So I didn't really like the choice of the Mount Rushmore specifically.
I mean, if you're going to do something regarding positions, then you could have said, I'm going to take the centers, and I'm going to go Wilt, Russell, Kareem, and Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And that would be a really good Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore of NBA all-time centers.
Yeah. Very, very simply, you know, pick your category and stick with the category. Don't have a bunch of guys from a different category and make that one Mount Rushmore. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Seltzer, you look perplexed by all that sequence. I mean, apparently that guy was annoyed at me.
That was wild, man. Just wild.
All right, Jenna Cameron and Tom Kelly. We're broadcasting from training camp here on 94 WIP. All right, Elliott Shure Parks will join us today at 12:30 AMA 1. Phone calls throughout the broadcast as we hang from training camp. Quick practice today for the Eagles. 1 hour affair of practice, 9 to 10, then right on in there to the showers and maybe a little film and all that good stuff. Look, obviously, this is a scenario where the Eagles went light today. You know, I don't know if you're going to call Friday light or not light. Some would say, no, they're going hard because they're going to play the starters for one or two series. Others would say they're not going to go hard enough. Tom, you think Nick Sirianni is making a mistake playing the players at all on Friday night?
I do. I just don't see the point in it, Joe. I think they get the work out here at practice. They're going up against NFL-level competition. The joint practices, and I know we mock it and how they said they did so well in the joint practices last year, but those are real important reps, and they're going to get them against Cleveland. They're going to get them against Miami. And I just think if you can do it in an environment that you can control at least a little bit, like they can control what goes on to a degree, what happens in those practices, I'd rather do that than put these guys out in a game that doesn't matter when you're only putting them out for a series or two anyway. I don't think it's going to have any impact on what happens against Detroit or what happens early on in the year. So I just think it's taking an unnecessary risk, especially when you look at the injuries on the offensive line. The last thing you need is Jalen Hurts getting injured right now. Like, regardless of what you think of him, we need to see him play. We need to see him play a full season to know what this guy is and whether you can build around and move him forward. So I just don't think the reward properly aligns with the risk involved.
Well, we'll see what everyone thinks. 215-592-9494. I am of the mindset to play the guys. I'm glad they're going to play Friday night. And I understand there is risk there. But, you know, there's also risk in not drilling down to be more prepared when the season starts. And I appreciate that a lot of players, particularly on defense, who have not played together before, will get the opportunity to play together. Let's talk to Colin in Wilmington. Hi, Colin.
Hey, boys. How you doing today?
What's up, Colin?
Joe, this is one of the few times I agree with you, so I figured I'd call up. This preseason, there's a lot of kids that are going to their first game, and I think you got to at least play them for two series. If you're worried about an injury from a guy playing two series with probably very safe plays, you got a lot of bigger issues than you thought, and you don't want to figure that out game one. I think that you just play the guys for two series. You can go with some safe plays. Everybody, these kids that maybe only get to go see the preseason game, get to see these stars, and everybody goes home happy.
Yeah, I think the home game for the Eagles should matter. Whether that factors in for the Eagles or not, I don't know. But I know this. You bring somewhere between 50 to 70,000 people to the link, depending on how many people actually show up for the preseason games anymore. You know, if you're not going to put the starters out there, that's a bummer. I mean, it's more understandable with the old scenario when it was the fourth game, four games, and you're about to play a regular season game, you know, 8 or 9 days later. Like, I can get that. But to ask fans to show up at the link if you're not going to give them Jalen Hurts, I don't think that would be cool.
Like, let Jalen throw it around and see what he's got. I mean, just don't put him in those positions where he's got to run, scramble.
Well, you know, that's my other theory. I mean, that's ultimately what it's about. Because when I bring up the fans in the home game, that's to me a much lesser point than trying to find out if defensive players, many of whom haven't played together, can mesh. And just Jalen Hurts, you know, to work on his timing and do it against the real defense trying to get him. And really tell him, dude, this is not the game to run. I don't care if you can run 9 yards. I already know you can run 9 yards. Don't run 9 yards. Pass the ball. Colin, give me a great ultimate Mount Rushmore.
A great Mount Rushmore, I don't have to say. Philly sports teams. There's four of them we talk about.
Look at that. Philly sports teams. All right. I mean, it's certainly a reasonable category. I don't think it might win or not, because that would be such a pander.
Yeah, I don't love the answer, Joe. This is the answers are obvious. I like the Mount Rushmores, where you really got to put thought into who the four entities are going to be.
Right.
Philly sports, I mean,
right.
It's pretty straightforward.
And again, I would say, and I mean this is no disrespect to the teams we love, but the scenario earlier I painted of, you know, Lennon, you know, Elvis, Sinatra, and Michael Jackson, it's just more accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, and those are artists, and you can pick four from different genres and still have them all in the same Mount Rushmore that makes sense. Like, just picking four when the four answers are obvious, I just don't like it.
Okay, let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Yo, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Joe. What's going on, TK?
What's up, Paul?
Man, I'm talking a little baseball this morning, and, you hit the nail right on the head, TK, with the Mets and the Giants and your list. I hate every single one of those teams so much that it's hard not to curse before I say the name. And I really have to watch myself. But I really do. It's a visceral thing. I mean, I hate the Mets. So I have no problem with what Hernandez says. I love the added juice, you know, to an August series. And I get the talent gap, and I get our best players out and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't care. I hope this is a little bit of incentive. I know pros usually don't need any incentive, and that this is the team they're chasing. That should be all the incentive that they need. But why not add a little spice? Let Keith Hernandez run a fat trap. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, that's as far as I'm concerned. And I agree 100%. If L.A. had said that about the Mets, I'd be cracking up and cheering. It was just, you know what it reminds me of is the Akers-Pearson thing at the Hall of Fame when the Cowboys and Eagles went back and forth. That was hysterical. I mean, I never laughed so hard in my life.
And, like, I think about when L.A. said, remember, with the Jose Reyes home run, next time I'll stick a fastball in his neck. Like, we love that.
We do love that. I mean, Buddy Ryan was the guy that started up more than anybody. And, you know, that's my favorite era of Eagles football.
And it's okay to do that here in this town. It's okay to love to hate our opposition, you know. And I think another example of it would be that wide receiver from Dallas, you know. I mean, a lot of stuff went on when he was hurt. We didn't know that he was laying there with his career over on the field.
Right.
Most people love Michael Irvin. Like, when he comes to town, starts talking football, people laugh, people listen. They love that guy. Put a Cowboys jersey on, throw him out on the vet turf, we hate him. It's just how we are. And the people that get it, and the people that don't. I think it's great Hernandez ran it.
Fair enough. All right, Paul, give me – I didn't expect this much Keith Hernandez support today. This actually surprised me. Paul, give me an ultimate Mount Rushmore.
This is my ultimate Pennsylvania quarterback, Mount Rushmore.
Ooh,
and I'm leaving a guy off I want to give you at the end. But I'm going to start with Joe Montana, going to go Danny Marino, Jim Kelly, and Johnny Unitas. And the guy left off is Broadway Joe. Joe Namath.
Yeah.
No room for him. But, boy, Pennsylvania's got a heck of a top four.
That's a great answer. So, and there was a great stretch there when Montana, Marino, and Kelly were all playing, you know, obviously overlapping in their career. Good answer. I mean, clearly Namath does not belong on this list. You know, Unitas, you know, I mean, obviously I didn't see Unitas, I didn't see Namath, but it's pretty obvious Unitas was better, and these other three were awesome. It's a good, it's a very good answer. You know, the idea, Tom, of kind of the stir it up, which is what you think, it's why I think you like that Keith Hernandez said what he said, because it stirs it up. So you were a little young. Do you know what Buddy Ryan did before the Eagles played the Bears in a playoff game in 88?
Not before he played the Bears. I know he used to talk a lot before the Cowboy games. I don't know what he did against the Bears.
So the Eagles about to play a playoff game in 88. They land in Chicago. Now it turns into the Fog Bowl. Eagles lose. We all know the deal. Eagles had incredible talent. The game just went awry for a bunch of reasons, like the penalties and touchdowns called back and all that. When the team landed, Buddy had the team buses drive straight to Soldier Field, and they circled Soldier Field, and they were honking their horns to announce the presence of the Eagles in Chicago. Now, that's fun!
Yeah.
Could you imagine a coach today doing that?
No.
That's fun!
I couldn't imagine Nick Sirianni.
You know, like, just stir it up. I like to stir up.
And I think, you know, this is going to be great. How about next weekend down at Citizens Bank Park? We need a Hernandez haters, like, fan group. Everybody wears fake mustaches. That'll get national TV game on Saturday night. We could make a big thing out of this.
I mean, it could be a thing that, look, he won't be there. So, you know, it's just, Seltz, are you going to wear a mustache on the Saturday next week?
I probably won't, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm still pondering it. I might. We'll see.
So you would look really bad.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm a mustache guy. Really?
No, I'm certain that you're not.
I think James would look great with a real mustache.
Let's go to Darren in South Philly. Yo, Darren.
Are you going to wear a mustache, Joe?
Unlikely. Technically to be determined, but unlikely.
So let me ask you this, Joe. Why would you ask my brother to do something that you yourself aren't willing to do? If you're all about Philly sports team, let's get on this. Let's all go down. Let's buy some tickets, sit in some knock section. You know what I'm saying? The high 200s, wear these mustaches, just clown this dude. Because at the end of the day, I have no problem with what he said. I don't like the Mets either. Got to watch what I say. You know, and it hurts me to my soul that my brother at one point was a Mets fan. You know, hurts me for self. It does. But
what?
I mean,
what are you talking about, Darren?
He's talking about me.
Oh, there we go.
And I wasn't a Mets fan. I was rooting for the Mets to beat the Braves. By the way, like 99%
okay,
of Philly
Eskin,
fans
rooting for the Cowgirls.
Darren, do you understand the Braves had won the division like 10 straight years, and I was just looking forward
it
to someone else winning? Do you understand
matter.
That? You're annoying.
Matter, bro.
Hey,
no.
Darren,
anyway,
JT's playing great baseball right now, man.
Yeah, acknowledge him. The best bleeping
I just said JT's
baseball.
Playing great baseball. Your next statement is acknowledge him?
Exactly.
I mean, you're telling me to do something I literally just did. I just acknowledged
him. No.
And then you say
no.
Acknowledge him?
Is he the best catcher in baseball?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
You are such a Joe. Only you, man. I love you to death.
You know, we're kind of in a down era of great baseball catchers.
Right,
Seltzer
knows
this stuff
like,
better than
they
me.
Don't
listen,
make
JT,
them like
JT
Dutch
has played
they
nowhere. JT
like
is. Hold on. Pipe it down, buddy. JT has played nowhere near what the typical standard is of a truly great catcher. Now, I think we're in a little bit of a down era, which probably makes it easier for someone to claim the mantle or be top five. Obviously, for the most part, he's been a disappointment here, but he's played really good lately, and that bodes well for the Phillies down the stretch.
He said he couldn't hit.
I never said that.
You said he was a putrid at the dish. That's your words, not mine.
I said he was a what?
A putrid, or whatever. However you worded putrid. That word.
Well, I might have said that for a stretch. I never called him a putrid catcher, but he might have been putrid
you
for a stretch.
You said because he couldn't hit, and his hitting was a putrid. That's what you said, Joe.
Yeah, that seems unlikely. Darren, give me an ultimate Mount Rushmore.
I'll go for Ryan Eddings.
Like Bucks. His phone just zapped out.
Wow.
So, Tom, the thing about doing these shows 5 days a week is people quote you back. You just like to be quoted accurately.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, you want to be quoted accurately. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah. Seltzer, who is the best catcher in baseball? You're Mr. Baseball back there. What do we got these days?
So last year it would have been Sal Perez. He's having a down year. But, you know, Sal Perez is up there. I mean, JT's definitely in the grouping you would mention for the top
catchers.
Yeah,
he's one catchers, of the better ones.
But
it's
know,
just when
Wilson
you
Contreras
when you think
or a
of,
others.
When you think of, you know, through the years, whether
he's
you're
not
going
Johnny
like
Bench is the
Bench
point.
And Carl, yeah, you Bench and Carlton Fisk. You had Gary Carter. You had, you know,
Pudge
Rodriguez for a long time.
Yeah. Mike Piazza.
You know, Piazza, totally. Like Buster Posey. Like, none of these guys are those guys.
I think the day of the great catcher might be gone, Joe. I think you look at guys nowadays, and I think teams are looking for, if they can get a guy who's stable defensively back there, you know, can do the things they need to do behind the plate, teams are cool with guys hitting 240, 250. They'll allocate that money in other areas, and I think in a lot of ways JT is the exception, being a catcher that it gets paid the kind of money he gets paid.
Look, I don't sense that. I think it's just one of those things where you hit a trough sometimes and it's less greatness than before. I think we'll have phenomenal Hall of Fame future catchers up ahead. I just think for whatever reason, the parents of 25 years ago didn't produce great catchers. I don't know why. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and Tom Kelly from training camp. Hey, coming up, some Bryce Harper news yesterday. We'll address that as it relates to when he comes back from his injury and what that will entail. We'll tell you more next from training camp on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.